Oh, when the saints, yeah, go marching in. Yeah, when the saints go marching in. Oh, well, I long to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Yeah. Okay, it's Phil and Thunder doing the pre-show. Thunder, how you doing?
I'm okay.
She's laying on her little seagrass ottoman. A seagrass chair that at one time I really loved and really valued. And if you've ever seen a seagrass chair, it's kind of like a, it's not rattan exactly, it doesn't look like rattan, but it looks like a woven, beautiful, I don't know, just this beautiful woven brownish chair. Where'd you go, Thunder? And Thunder has turned that chair into basic a piece of shit, and I don't blame her. She's a cat, and cats put their claws into things. And because essentially, I have not shared my home with anyone in a few years, so that means I'm kind of living alone. I'm not kind of living alone. I absolutely am living alone. Me, Thunder, and a Beretta 9mm. All right, yeah. But anyway, Thunder has turned that chair into a disaster area, man. It's like the guts of, it's just like the arms of this thing are ripped out. The ottoman itself is all ripped apart, but she loves it, and that's where she hangs out. Where do you want to go, baby? Do you want to go outside? Hold on.
You want to go outside? Thunder, come here. Go outside? No? Come on. Can't play now because I'm working.
Where are you going, girl? So a bird got loose in the house today. Now you're going, where are you, Phil? I'm in my house. And, you know, birds get loose in my house. People say, well, how does that happen? Do you have screens on your doors? No, I have a couple of sliders here. And those suckers do not have screens. One of them does, the other one doesn't. But the screen door itself is a little hard to close. And I like the cat being able to go in and out, okay? So I just leave it open. Well, you know, over the years, and this only started maybe, I think about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, birds have gotten loose in my house. And it's very emotional for me. When I see a bird trapped in this house, it just fucking bums me the fuck out. Fortunately, today, this little bird was in a sunroom that I have that is small. I was able to close the door. It's a very small room that I could keep this bird sort of in the room. But the little guy was banging against the glass. It's a fucking rough thing to see a bird doing that. And his little mouth was open. I don't know whether he was having a hard time breathing. But I tried to chill his ass out, and he would get stunned. Excuse me, my fucking throat. He would almost get stunned, and he'd stand there on one of my chairs. I had the slider wide open. And I was pointing to it like they speak English, you know, here, right here, here's the open door, go, 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 go. And as soon as I walked around behind this little dude, he, she, it flew straight out that door. And there was a moment there where they, you know, I was kind of backed away from the door and the bird kept banging against the glass. And it's a wretchedly painful thing to watch, you know, you're just, no, man, there's the open door, go for it. And I walked over to him at one point, and I thought he was going to chill out enough so I could put my hands very gently around him and lead him out the window as I did with another bird in my house. This is this house and the other house that I owned. I had a bird get loose in that motherfucker one time, right when I was moving in. Because my house, the house I used to have, get a load of this, was in the migratory path of the South American cliff swallow. I shit you not. And some of you guys might have been with me at the time. I was still doing my radio show. But the cliff swallow came up from South America. My house is built right in the goddamn path of this thing, which is supposedly one of the reasons why we do EPA reports, to make sure that what we're building as human beings is not impacting animals. And I understand it's such a hassle and we're so fucking important as human beings. My God, we just must build all of our shit and we must kill as many animals as we can while we build our shit, because we're more important than them. Now, aren't we? And let's turn the whole world into one just vibrantly stench-filled toilet while we build all our shit and kill everything that we see. And then we wonder why we're in the fucking shape we're in right now. Like, somehow we've got it in our heads that we deserve to survive. We've got this religion that tells us that we have this contract with God. That's how fucking important we think we are. Can you imagine that? And because we have this contract with God, we think we're going to ultimately find our way to some better life. No, not if we turn the world into a fucking toilet. And especially if we turn the world into a toilet in the name of God. Well, you know, what's the thing that I hear a lot of these assholes say? God gave us the creatures of the earth, and he gave us the this and that. So we turn that into, we can kill and slaughter and maim everything in our path. We can shit on everything that we see. We can turn everything that we see into a enormous toxic landfill or a refuse dump or a toilet. So there's my house sitting in the path of these migratory, of this migratory path of cliff swallows. And I had no choice but to turn my hose on the side of my house when I saw these birds beginning to try to build their nests. And the cliff swallow builds a fantastically, really, truly amazing nest made of mud and twigs and whatever they can find and pebbles, and they stick this thing to the side of your house. It's almost like a little basket stuck to the side of your house with made of mud. And I had to, whenever I saw them trying to start one of these, I hose it off. The idea being, don't give them a chance. Now, was I in violation of the North American Aviary Act or some sort of act? Probably. But I wasn't killing the birds, and I wasn't hosing fully developed nests off of my house. What I was doing was hosing off these specks of mud that they were trying to stick up there. And I was basically trying to discourage them from using my house as the cliff that they wanted to dwell on. And it was a tough, tough spring, man. But they finally got the idea, and they moved on. And there's a lot of things that I could say about that period of my life that I fucking hated. There's a lot of things about that period of my life that I could tell you how I fucked up. And there's a lot of things about that period of my life that I could tell you I just didn't like. Either about the world I inhabited, who I was. Oh my God. I could give you a... I could lecture you all night. But nothing is more emblematic to me of what that fucking life brought me to is when I was basically discouraging these beautiful creatures that had flown all the way from South America from building their nests on the side of my house, you know. So that's my groovy ass pre-show for today. Stay tuned for a show, and we will explain it when we get to it.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show pre-show is now over. I'm Warden Uxley. Yeah.